Hi everyone, I'm doing this boo today because I feel so sad. I feel really sad about everything that's going on in the world. And you know, it's the terrorist attacks. It's just everywhere. I mean, everyone feels unsafe. It's causing hatred, racial hatred, religious hatred. When really we have such a short time on this earth, it's just crazy. Today I feel, you know, particularly sad. I mean, I've been following it because I went to Tanzania, which borders Kenya, and I know some Kenyan people. I know quite a few Kenyans, and they're mainly, you know, mainly nice people. There's always horrible people in all races and kinds, but, you know, and even though Tanzania and these places are poor, I had a good time. But, you know, you do see the poverty there and you see how people live there. I mean, I found Tanzania quite poor and for me, a real eye-opener. It made me realise that I'm just a spoilt English woman, you know, even though I've always considered myself not well off. But looking at what those people have got over there, I know that I'm well off, as a lot of people are in this country. But one of the saddest parts of it was the fact that some children were shot in the back. And I mean, they were there on a junior chef. You know, you've got junior chef, the Australian one, and they do. It must be a Kenyan one, and these children just cooking and having a lovely day. And who do these people think they are? Just out of nowhere, they just decide to teach us a lesson. They're going to teach us a lesson, how to be good Muslims or how to behave properly. Who the hell do they think they are? And the thing is, you know, if this is my reaction, that makes other people react like that. I mean, I wouldn't go out fighting or retaliation because that's not me, but people will. People will go out and retaliate. On Saturday, I was reading on Twitter, going through Twitter stream, and the English Defence League were going up to Bradford or somewhere saying that they were going to protect their country. And I saw other white English people on this Twitter stream saying, we don't need you coming up. We can look after ourselves. You know, and I get that. It was the same as when the EDL wanted to march through Lewisham. We don't need you to march through Lewisham or Woolwich because the people of those towns can look after themselves. But I wonder now, you know, what retaliation or who's going to be harmed in the revenge attacks for these people that were killed in Kenya. Pregnant women, husbands, wives, children. And what's that got to do with religion? I just feel really sad, and I wonder if it's not just me. I've been talking to a lot of people, and it's affecting on. And the world just seems a quite a harsh place. Kids are scared to go out because of all the gangs. I mean, in Birmingham at the weekend, young man stabbed to death at a memorial event in aid of one of his friends who was stabbed, who'd attended a memorial of another friend who was stabbed. You know, I went to Birmingham as well. I've been to Birmingham once in my life. And I'm not saying for the whole of Birmingham because, of course, I haven't seen it all. But I went into the Bullring and I like getting buses and I like having adventures. So I got on a bus to go to this conference. And actually, the day I got there, a 16-year-old boy had been killed, stabbed to death. And looking around the area, I thought, why have you died? Because it's for territory. I wonder if he'd ever left Birmingham. I wonder if he'd appreciate the beautiful countryside that surrounds Birmingham. You know, if he didn't, that's terrible. And if he did, maybe there was no way out for him. But the world's not such a terrible place, is it? But it's just that's all we seem to read and all we seem to see. So I'm going to go out of my way to be happy to everyone. Smile at people, say hello, which I do anyway. I always do that. Everybody knows that. I try to do that, but I just feel a bit drained and a bit sad and a bit down that the whole world seems ready to explode. Thank God Britain didn't go into Syria and start another war, because where would it end, you know? Anyway, just my little thoughts on how the world is sad and mad and bad and depressing.